You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you do for a living, Maria?
I am a nurse.
What kind?
Yeah, what kind?
Yeah. A pediatric nurse.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let me see. What else can I ask her?
What else is going on? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No plans yet. No plans yet. Okay.
No plans yet.
Did you always want to be a nurse?
Yeah. Well, I was pre-med at first, and it was too hard.
It's too hard. So you're like, ah, screw this. I'll just be a nurse.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
It's too hard.
You got to learn a lot to be a pediatric nurse. I mean, that's not, you don't sail through that. So.
I hope you didn't, because I'd be concerned.
Why didn't you just tough it out and go all the way through med school?
I didn't want to be in school forever.
Yeah, so you bailed out and got the next best thing.
But you knew that going into it, and you chose to do it.
Yeah.
But I guess you don't really know until you are in the thick of it and you are in the classes and you're seeing all the money going out paying for this stuff. And you're like, nurse it is.
Right.
Are you happy? Are you fine with this?
I am. Yeah. I love my job.
Then everything worked out for you.
Yeah.
You still have student loans?
I think we're close.
You don't know.
Who's paying for these student loans?
The account left. Hopefully they get paid off soon.
Are you paying for these, or is somebody else paying for your student loans?
Well, they're on hold right now.
Right.
All right. Listen, I'm going to play this game.
You sound tired.
I'm going to play this game with you now, Maria.
You ever had a kid come in with something really weird stuck in their nose?
A bead.
Just a bead?
That seems pretty underwhelming.
Actually, one time we had a kid come in with a tooth stuck in their ear.
A tooth in their ear?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Kids are so stupid.
How does that happen?
I don't know. It was a young one. They wouldn't say, but I'm guessing they put it there.
Somehow they put their tooth in their ear, Dom. Yanked it out and shoved it in. Why not, you know?
Jeremy is giving me the signal that we should hurry and play this game. Maria, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 different televised award shows on TV. 5 of them. Ready? Yeah. And... go.
The Oscars, the Grammys, the CMAs, the Emmys.
Time is up.
Oh my God, you got 4.
The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Kids' Choice,
of course. Man.
Come on, you're in the kids industry.
Right.
You better go take a nap,
Maria. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for listening.
Nice meeting you.
We hope you have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Do you get the feeling somebody else listens and just handed her the phone?
A little bit. I just wonder if she worked the night shift, maybe. She sounded a little pooped.
Maybe. It's possible. Say hi to Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi. How are you?
You ever had anything stuck in your ear?
I do not.
No, that's
and neither good. Have any of my kids, so I guess that's
good.
A bonus.
I will say with my kiddos, same. We never had to visit an ER because something was shoved in a hole. So that's
great.
Good.
Great.
Yeah.
That's winning. Parent win
right there.
I'd have to disagree with both of you. I think that's a parent fail. So.
Parent fail.
No.
It's a total parent fail.
Saving money right there. That's what that is.
Yeah.
It is saving money, but it's still a parent fail.
So you want kids to swallow pennies?
Sorry to let you down.
Yeah, I want kids to go out. I don't want them to live.
I want kids to have near-death experiences.
I don't want them to live, you know, a bubble wrap life. I want them to get out there, and part of being a kid is ending up in the emergency room. You know, nothing life-threatening, people. There is a difference. But you got to, like, throw them out there and let them hurt themselves and fall down and get scraped.
I'm fine with all that. I want my... Go outside and play is what I want. Go and play. I just don't want things shoved in ears and noses.
Well, that's
yeah,
part
that's
of...
that's horrible. That's what we're talking about.
That is part
we're
of exploring.
Talking about broken bones.
I know that's part of exploring and being curious about things.
Mm. Be curious. That's for college.
That's different ER trips.
That's different things shoved in different places.
Alcohol poisoning.
Do all the exploring you want in the frat house.
This really took a turn.
Hey, listen, I fully admit that not only am I on an island, it is a small island, and there's only like five of us.
Did your son ever have to go to the ER for something shoved in a hole?
Oh, he probably did. It was so long ago, I don't remember, but I wouldn't have lost my mind over it. It would have been like, all right, here we go. At least he's out exploring.
Right, you say that. You're like, oh my God, please. My kid may never hear again. You know, there's a pee in his ear.
We could call him right now and put him on the air. The only problem is I think it's like 5 a.m. there where he is right now. Oh, yeah. So
wake him up.
Wake him up.
What do you have in your ear?
I'll say, Dominic, what did you do that was so stupid I had to take you to an emergency room?
Yeah. That's probably like a whole nother show.
It might be time to do that. We've done things like that. We've done shows with, what did you get in your eye?
Yeah. I feel like we just did one of those.
There you go.
We did it not too long ago.
What did your kid get in their nose, ear? You know.
Rectum.
I was looking everywhere for this quote to kind of tie along with what we were talking about.
Okay,
it's a quote from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
My favorite.
The quote is, the dangers of life are infinite, and among them is safety. Yes.
Well
said.
Wow. Well,
get
then,
out there, be curious, and put yourself on the firing line.
I want you to cancel all your insurance, your life insurance, and no more safety belt for you in your car, and I want you to drink
nothing
but rainwater. Quit being so safe.
That's not what that means.
Sure it does.
But see, Jeremy and I are always going to disagree on this. He was raised in a house of safety.
He raises
a house of safety.
My dad was career fire chief, Cassandra, so he always told us the horror stories and stuff that goes on, so that it's like, I'm tainted now, you know, I can't have any fun.
I always,
think of the danger behind it, and it wasn't being a helicopter parent, it was just regaling us with the stories of, you know, don't ride a motorcycle because I saw a guy with his arm lopped off, and I was like, okay, well, no motorcycles for me.
Cross that off the list.
Cross that. Yep, no fun zone.
Yeah, I do, and I have problems that people don't have like a gray area. It's either black or white. Like with what I'm saying, they're like, "Oh, you're saying your kid should be like jumping off of a 4-story building." No, there's something in between.
Yeah.
Being super safety parents and having them jump off a 4-story building. There are shades of that.
There's that.
Absolutely.
I'm in between. My kids are like, I'm hurt. And I'm like, are you bleeding? No. Okay, well, then you're fine. But I'm also like, no, don't do that.
There's a great family story where Nicole's, my wife's brother, he fell or did something and his arm was like hurting for weeks and weeks. And oh, the pain. And her parents were like, tough it out, knock it off. They finally took him to the doctor and he was like broke in 4 spots. And they were like telling him to, shake it off for like 2 weeks. You're fine.
My bad. But, that kid has character now.
So well, he has a hard time holding a pencil now, but
I'll be all right.
Rub dirt on it, I'm telling you, man. You'll be fine.
What do you do for a living, Cassandra?
I own my own cleaning company.
Ah, nice.
Like cleaning houses or house businesses cleaning. Or
yeah.
What?
Just houses, residential.
Are you licensed and insured?
I am.
We could have you at our house.
Work comp and all that.
I am not falling for this again. For 18 years, I've tried to get Jeremy to get a cleaning
person.
We
have interviewed people. We did.
Okay, how many have you hired?
Zero. You know why? Because none of them were licensed and insured.
Please.
No way. There's so many.
I've got a $100 bill for you the day you leave your house, and let a cleaning company come in and do it.
I would be there.
Well, then
We interviewed multiple people. Knick Knack really wants a house cleaner, but we bailed because the three that we like really liked, none of them were licensed and insured. And we're like, well, we don't need somebody slipping on the stairs and falling down and suing us.
All right.
Well, where are you looking for your people? Maybe you're not looking in the right spot.
Because his heart's not in it, Cassandra. He doesn't want a stranger in his house.
A bulletin board at swim lessons? Is that not a good spot?
I can't wait till my cleaning people show up. I get out of the house. I'm like, I'll see you in like 3 hours.
I want to do this for my wife at some point. I do.
Well, if you really want to, I think
he's all
talk,
Cassandra.
How long have you been doing it?
Well, I did it under the table for years and years, and then I just in 2022. So yeah, just very recently.
Oh, very
what
nice.
Is under the table?
What does under the table mean? Under the table house cleaning. Like, you would just specifically clean under people's tables and that's it?
No, I think what she's saying is it wasn't official.
No, I think she was saying she just cleaned under your dining room table
but
and left.
Under the table. Sometimes a chair, you know, if you're, like, lucky.
What does that really mean? Like, you were just, like, not
all
telling
cash.
People you did it or what?
I was the people that, like, Jeremy was interviewing where I was like, yeah, I'm great. I have tons of experience. And then they're like, are you licensed? And I'm like, oh, no.
Okay, so I'm not off my rocker. That's probably not a good idea to hire.
I mean, not
people.
About that. That's why? Are you saying I was bad before? Nothing changed about my cleaning service.
No, but the way you're describing it, you're like under the table, and I was kind of like, you know, I may have fudged a little bit.
You have been around long enough. We're like the same age. You know what under the table means.
I know, but it's more funny to say that you just cleaned under the table and left.
Well, then clean under the table for Nicole, and she'll be satisfied.
Oh, believe me, girlfriend, my cleaning duties have definitely been up.
Can we
because
just
we
point
have
out
not
again,
gotten
though,
a cleaner?
How hilarious this is! That when the cleaning people come, Jeremy will stand and watch them.
No,
the
but
whole
I'll be
time.
Around. I'll just keep an eye on things.
That's,
I don't need the fine china. I don't need the fine china disappear.
You've turned into such a weirdo. I can't even work with you.
I won't come back to the house and be like, "Where's the dog?" You know. Where'd the dog go?
You have to guard the cleaning.
I thought I had a lack of faith in people. You were.
So, like.
Calm down, Jeremy.
Once a week, out to my house, what's it going to cost me?
I have no idea. How many square feet is your house?
7,500 square feet.
7,500 square feet. And that is enormous.
Yeah? How much are we talking?
It's not 7,500.
It's not 7,500.
It's probably more like
3,000. We're sitting at 4, I believe.
Like, four.
Four.
Four. Is it like all finished, unfinished?
Some of it is unfinished.
I would need
Let's
one
just now. Say like a main level and like let's do 3 bathrooms and like a main level. Family room, living room, dining room, kitchen. What's that going to set
week?
Me back? Once a week.
And you want to know how many cameras are going to be trained on you, Cassandra, the whole time you're doing this?
There's Jeremy around the corner.
Jeremy's laughing.
I'm just peeking around the corner.
He has dozens of cameras.
I do have a lot of cameras.
Yeah,
I do.
Man, that sounds intense. There's like at least a dozen house cleaners right now just dying for my answer, and I'm not.
Oh, you don't want to tell your prices because they'll undercut
proprietary.
You.
She'll That's proprietary.
That's
proprietary.
That's fine. That's fine.
Jeremy, I'll tell you
some
what I pay for.
Some people are hourly. Some people are square footage. You know, it's. You know what I did discover? It's. If you did the math on it, I think it was like roughly 10 cents per square foot.
Okay.
Jeremy, you want to know what I pay?
I do.
Okay. So they don't do the basement. They do the main floor and upstairs. They come every 6 weeks, roughly, because we just want a good cleaning every 6 weeks. Otherwise, we can do a lot of it ourselves.
Yeah.
And for all that, a crew of 3 comes in. They spend about 2.5 to 3 hours, and they charge $300.
That's pretty good.
Not yeah, bad. That's not bad.
I think we'd probably be at least twice a month.
339
We'd probably
be
twice a month because my kids are slobs sometimes. So,
but make your kids start doing it.
Then again, I would probably clean my house top to bottom before you even showed up. So,
that's right. Not unusual.
It's not unusual.
That's no.
We will straighten,
like pre-clean. Yeah.
Yeah. We will definitely straighten the house up. I mean, I don't want to be a pig and have people walk in, but. I don't clean before they come, but I straighten.
Yeah.
$339 every 6 weeks is what I pay.
It's pretty good.
Plus tip.
Yeah, that's not bad.
When you say not bad, you mean for me or for them?
For you.
Yeah, okay. Different part of the country, too. I mean, cost of living is different in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
Too.
How much tip?
Well, there's that.
I give a $20 bill to each person.
Okay. So another $60 on top.
Yeah. So another $60.
All right.
That's so nice of you.
Well, Dom's rolling in it, so.
Rolling in it.
You might
That's
get
not
an
that much for
you might get an Abe Lincoln out of me,
and then you walk back in, and the house smells.
I've heard about
so
the smell
good.
And the lines in the carpet, and the floor
oh,
shiny,
it's so
and
good.
His little mints on his pillow, and.
Yeah, that's the thing. Some house clean, Cassandra will tell you this. Some people will be like, do you want us to do the laundry for you? He's like, we don't do anything like that.
Nah,
don't do
weird.
The dishes. Don't
no.
do the laundry.
That's
just
weird.
Clean.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But there
I
are people who do
there.
That, though. Yeah.
There mm-hmm. are.
And then a lot of cleaning
more
people
like
will.
The nanny will, stuff, though.
Yeah, a lot of cleaning people will offer that, too. You know, that's part of the service. Do you want us to also, like, change the linen on all your beds? Do you want us to do that? And they'll add that onto the fee. So.
You ever come across yeah. anything, like, super weird? That you can say on the radio.
Oh God!
Give us one good one.
It's like radio safe. So there, it was years ago, but on the kitchen counter. So you know, you got like your little. It was like a sink and an island on a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
There
Be
was
careful.
There was a.
Can you say
use your wording carefully?
Use I am calm down.
Okay, all right.
There was a used feminine product.
Oh, really?
Bam, right there.
On the kitchen counter?
Kitchen counter.
Well, okay. Well, they just
yeah, you get, you get in a hurry.
Yeah, they just weren't. They yeah. probably
maybe
were mortified.
They,
when
they could
were.
Have sneezed really hard across the room. Which is where'd they
Bounced
go?
Off
you know,
a chair.
You don't know where it went.
Yeah, it's. They probably were like about 2 miles away and mortified, realizing, "Oh my
god!
Oh
my god! I left that on the counter.
I meant to throw that away.
I'm not going back."
And then,
I'm
"Oh my god! Why did I have that on the counter?"
Well, I was more like, "Why?
Yeah, why?
Why? Just why? Why?"
That's weird. Have we played the game yet?
Mm-mm. We have not. No, we're just talking about, you know, I have the day off. I call into the radio and I end up talking about work. What did you guys do?
Sorry about that. Sorry.
God. We have this way, Cassandra.
Whoopsies.
We can get anything out of anybody at any time. All right,
well,
let's
now
play.
You just looped all the way back to kids getting things stuck in holes.
I did? Oh, with your story. Okay. 10 seconds.
Oh, God.
There's no filter on
this
show.
Let's play the game.
Everyone else hung up, so we're
they
just
did.
Down to Cassandra.
We're just milking it now. Everyone bounced.
So we might as well give you an easy one since nobody else is sticking around to play. 10 seconds.
Wait, now I'm going to be really screwed.
Nah, take a breath. Okay. Take a breath.
All right. Okay.
No, when I say we're going to give you an easy one, I mean we're going to give you an easy one.
Color.
Name five girls' names. Five traditional girls' names. Ready? And go.
Becky, Sarah, Cassandra, Amanda, Heather, Jean, Teresa.
You got it. You got it. Winner, winner.
You're what we call a winner.
Yes. Winning. So exciting.
Winning is good.
I like you.
Wait a minute. Why do you have a Tuesday off?
Well, if you really want to know, it's kind of a long story. No, the house I was supposed to clean, they are not ready for me. So, days off.
Oh.
They didn't get
what
their
does that
cameras
mean?
In place.
They have to
You're
clean
right,
before she
like
comes
Jeremy.
Over, and they didn't clean.
Jeremy even has like a little hidey hole thing that he's going to hide in and peek out through a little hole in you while
yeah.
you're doing the.
I hide in the couch and lift up the cushions just a little to peek out.
Oh, my God. Cassandra, you are charming and delightful. If you will hold on, Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. You too. Enjoy your day off.